I'm kind of curious, is there any trial design that you've had in the back of your mind that you're kind of thinking about that maybe an innovative approach to things that you're kind of mulling around in your own mind right now?
Well, I'll answer that in a real general way and say, what are the big remaining issues in breast cancer? Trastuzumab resistance in the HER2-positive population is the big remaining issue in that group. If you look at the purest setting, which is the adjuvant setting, we've reduced the hazard ratio by half. That means that there's a half, you know, the patients who were fated to recur who are still going to recur. So trastuzumab resistance represents a major issue. I am still struck that we probably aren't as far along as we should be with hormonal therapy, certainly in the metastatic setting, but in the adjuvant setting as well. If I look at trials, for instance, with frontline aromatase inhibitor therapy in metastatic breast cancer, such as the trial that randomized patients to one of the two nonsteroidal aromatase inhibitors, what struck me in that randomization and the results that came out of that trial was how low a response rate we saw in the trial as frontline therapy for metastatic breast cancer. So even though we talk about estrogen receptor targeted therapy as being targeted therapy, my sense is that we don't do great for the general population of estrogen receptor positive patients in the metastatic setting. So as with trastuzumab resistance being a big issue, I still think resistance to hormonal therapy is a huge issue for the ER positive population. So those strike me as kind of the big issues that we still have to face. The other kind of third general population of issues surrounds this increasingly important area of therapeutic individualization, and this is particularly true for chemotherapeutics. If you look at pretty much all of our chemotherapeutics for metastatic breast cancer, once you get out of a frontline setting, the response rates are always in the teens or low 20s in just about every trial that we do for just about every chemotherapeutic. So looked at another way, we routinely fail 3/4 to 4/5 of our patients when we give them chemotherapy. So maximizing therapeutic individualization, matching the right drug to the right tumor and the right patient, I think represents one of the big challenges going forward. So those are kind of the three areas where I would put my money on in terms of exciting areas to study.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned endocrine therapy. What are some of the strategies that you'd like to see tested? I can tell you one of the things I'd like to see is I'm kind of surprised we haven't done more with fulvestrin. I mean, it's a pretty interesting drug.
Yeah, I think it's a very interesting drug. Part of this dogma going back for a long, long time in hormonal therapy and breast cancer has been that combined hormonal therapy approaches really don't work. And we saw this most recently, and actually correctly, in the ATAC trial, where the combination of an aromatase inhibitor and tamoxifen didn't work. However, when you've got some new agents, such as fulvestrant, I think it's reasonable to revisit whether or not using a combined endocrine blockade approach might improve things. I think in addition to that, of course, we're now learning enough about how if you shut down one growth factor receptor pathway, you may be upregulating another, that we should be thinking about multiple pathway blockade. One of the more fascinating recent papers I've seen actually is a lapatinib paper that was published in the PNAS just a few months ago out of Neil Spector's group that showed that if you had a HER2-positive, ER-positive cell line, and you treated that cell line with lapatinib, fairly quickly you got upregulation of the estrogen receptor. So tumors like to grow, and if they have multiple pathways, you probably need to shut down multiple pathways rather than just be thinking in terms of this is a HER2-positive tumor, we're only going to treat HER2, or this is an estrogen receptor-positive tumor, we're only going to treat the estrogen receptor. It's pretty clear that we're going to need to treat multiple growth factor pathways.
I think there's also been the suggestion that trastuzumab and endocrine therapy might be useful. In fact, there are a number of trials looking at that.
Yeah, I think it's an exciting prospect. We haven't spent a whole lot of time on it yet. Those trials are not real easy to design because, of course, they're very dependent upon having careful testing both for estrogen receptor and for HER2, and perhaps thinking a little bit outside the box. One of the first trials that actually is going to look at that in a fairly significant way actually is a lapatinib trial that looks at patients who are getting letrozole for ER-positive breast cancer and randomizes them to letrozole plus minus lapatinib. I believe that trial is close to accrual, so we're hopefully going to have results within the next year, year and a half on that.